Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. We got work to do here. Sarah is the CEO, second generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their regular publication, their periodical. Plus, they have a whole bunch of the yearbooks, the Bottom Line yearbook, the women's yearbook, the whole bunch of other ones, the healthcare yearbook, lots of good stuff there. And she joins us regularly to share some reports with us that we can benefit from. We always do. Sarah Heiner, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. We have a new brain book, actually.
A brain book?
Keeping your brain healthy. Yeah,
I like that. I can't wait to get my copy. I can use that. I need it.
In the mail today, my friend.
I need it. So, okay.
Don't we all?
There's a report in your most recent Bottom Line Personal, the periodical, by Dr. Leo Gallen. I want you to tell the audience about.
Well, this is so out of character for him and for us, but I really insisted that we run this story. So Leo Gallen is one of the most scientific guys you know, Harvard-educated doctor, leading in the world of integrative medicine. He invented the word leaky gut. Like, that was his thing. You know, everyone's got leaky gut now. That was his discovery or his language. Anyway, so he wrote this book about his son's death. He had a mentally challenged son who they found dead I think he was age 22 or so. Mm-hmm. And Leo had these, I'll call it angel experiences as a result of it. At the moment his son died, he and his wife were hundreds of miles away, but they saw this flash in the room where they were. Like,
wow.
Like there was this weird presence. After the funeral, the next day they're driving back to New York funerals in Vermont, and they suddenly see one of the balloons that they had released in Vermont dangling over their car at Columbus Circle. Christopher, the son's name was Christopher. And it was one of the balloons. They knew it was because of the way that the ribbon
hit. You're making me have a chill here.
Weird stuff, right? But what it did for him, the important thing, why am I telling you all this? This scientist had to open up his mind to a whole other world of concepts.
Another dimension.
Another dimension. And you know, broader. So not everybody believes in all this weird woo-woo kind of stuff and life after death and angels and all that sort of stuff. But to open your mind, we are all stuck in our paths of how we do things and what we believe. And this was so eye-opening to, we don't know what we don't know.
That's right.
We don't know what, you know, scientists think they've got the facts until they don't.
Well, look how arrogant we are to think we're the only sentient beings in the universe, that we're the only galaxy. I mean, we're the only dimension out there, that there's not 16 parallel dimensions out there. I mean, I don't know about exactly what this doctor experienced, but I'll tell you what, I do believe that there's another bandwidth of connectivity out there with people. There are people in my life where we connect on another level, and
oh, I agree, yeah. And I believe in all that sort of stuff.
It's happened too many times. It's been cross-referenced in my life too many times. Not to be accidental.
There is crazy magic.
Yeah.
Agreed. There is crazy magic that goes on throughout the universe. But it wasn't, you know, your listeners are business people. They're not necessarily thinking in these ways. And my goal is to say, oh, no, you know, believe in life after death. It really is understanding, checking your premise. You think you know it all, but you don't. You know, science...
What's the big takeaway from what he discovered from his message.
The big takeaway really is that you don't know everything you know, that you have to be open mm-hmm. to new learning. So mm-hmm. in my business, you know, publishing, oh, it's always been about information on the print page. No, not necessarily. Right. Mm-hmm. Here's how you manage a factory. Here's how you have maximum efficiency until Henry Ford comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what, you know, what technology is capable of until it's capable of whatever,
and
you know, whatever
that,
the next
and what you just described is happening at faster pace than ever before.
Like crazy. And we get so arrogant
yeah.
about what we know. And
what
you know,
hidebound. Not just
we
arrogant, but hidebound.
People. Yes. And we have to, if we want to survive in this, we have to be able to transition or else we are all buggy whip manufacturers.
That's right. That's right.
Right, and there's no choice.
That's exactly
and that,
right.
You know, so that this is the big takeaways from this really was about opening your mind to learning. Life is hard. So, you know, we all get our challenges.
Right.
This kid suffered. He had a very hard life. But with each of those is a lesson that you're learning
right.
for your future growth.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, personal. Where that story came from. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.